The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for Sunday, October 21st, 2018, is from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 9 through 15, and chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Genesis 18, 9 through 15, and 21, verses 1 through 7. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "They're in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child, now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him, as the Lord commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." And she added, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Genesis 18, 9 through 15, 21, 1 through 7. New International Version. Genesis 18, 9. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they ask him. "There in the tent," he said. Later, the Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or one or two of the three persons of the Trinity, with one or two angels, see Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 10, came to Abraham on their way to investigate Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham prepared a feast for them under a tree, while Sarah waited within the tent, probably having helped with the meal preparations. She was listening to the conversation, as the Lord knew, when they brought the conversation around to Sarah and her having a child despite her old age. By asking the question of Abraham, the Lord wanted to get Sarah's special attention. Genesis 18, 10. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this same time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. The Lord called Sarah by her new name, the name he had told Abraham to give her, Genesis 17, 15. And the Lord also extended their time of waiting for their child. Without giving a specific date or reason, but implying soon, God allowed Sarah to hear the promise directly from him and not just from Abraham. Notice, Sarah was behind the Lord, but he knew of her presence, and he would hear her laugh to herself. The Bible does not tell us if the Lord had ever spoken to Sarah before this time, but he may have done so. Genesis 18:11. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. Inspired by God, Moses emphasized in three ways that God's plans for Abraham and Sarah were humanly impossible. They were old. They were advanced in age. Moreover, Sarah no longer produced the eggs that would be needed for her to conceive a child, which is the manner of women. Moses wanted to emphasize that Sarah knew what God planned was impossible, the way she and Abraham were physically because of their old age. Genesis 18:12. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Sarah's laugh could not be heard with human ears, for the Bible says she laughed to herself. But God could hear her and read her mind. Sarah knew that physically speaking, without God's intervention, it would be impossible for either Abraham or her to conceive a child. She had already felt the sting of Hagar's contempt, so she knew the situation was impossible, humanly speaking. The Bible emphasizes repeatedly this fact. After suffering Hagar's scorn, could she now have the pleasure of giving birth to and raising her own child? The child would be conceived naturally, but with God supernaturally making them able to conceive. The conception of Isaac would be similar to the conception of John the Baptist. Genesis 18:13. Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child, now that I am old?'" God did not speak to Sarah directly, but he spoke to Abraham as the head of the family. Perhaps God wanted Abraham to consider how much effort and time he had given to Sarah's spiritual development and instruction. Had Abraham tried to build up her faith in God whenever she expressed doubts about the delays of God in giving her a child? Remember, Abraham had conceived Ishmael through Hagar because Sarah had a weak faith in God and disbelieved God's willingness to give them a child. God addressed himself to Abraham in the hearing of Sarah, and God asked the question in a way that would influence Abraham to ponder the reason Sarah not only laughed, but said in her mind what she had said. For Abraham did not hear what Sarah said to herself, unless, of course, she spoke out loud, but only to herself. Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. God answered Sarah's question with respect to what was then physically impossible when God asked a rhetorical question, expecting no for an answer. It would be wonderful for Sarah and Abraham to have a child in their old age, and God could make that wonderful event happen according to his perfect timing, not their timing. Genesis 18:15. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Sarah responded as anyone might respond after hearing God speak to Abraham about her laughter and question. Imagine how afraid she would have been if God had addressed her directly instead of talking to Abraham. Knowing her, God was sensitive to her feelings and fears. She was afraid of what God might say or do, so she spoke to Abraham and God and denied what she had said to herself, which may indicate that she had not laughed out loud or verbally. God corrected her without condemning her, for God understood how she felt in the situation, and her response had probably been instantaneous and involuntary, perhaps from nervousness, as we can understand. Genesis 21:1. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. God consistently keeps His promises and give believers the opportunity to demonstrate their faith in God as they keep on believing, as they wait for God to do what He has promised. God's perfect track record in promise keeping is a good reason for all believers to keep believing. The Lord is the one who made the impossible happen. Genesis 21:2. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. The conception of Isaac was possible because God made physical changes in both Abraham and Sarah. Earlier, Abraham conceived Ishmael, but at the time Isaac was conceived, Abraham was too old to have children. God's actions that changed Abraham were long-lasting, because Abraham later conceived other children through Keturah, after Sarah's death. God's change of Sarah did not result in her conceiving additional children. Genesis 21:3. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. The name Isaac means he laughs, or laughter. God commanded Abraham to name his son Laughter, perhaps because Isaac fits so perfectly the experiences of Abraham and Sarah as they waited on God to keep His promise. See Genesis 17:19. Furthermore, as our Heavenly Father, God wants us to find laughter and enjoyment in what He does for us. From Genesis chapter 12 through 21, the Bible develops the account of God's promise that Abraham and Sarah would have a son according to God's way of working and God's perfect timing, and not according to Sarah's idea of having Abraham conceive a son through Hagar. Genesis 21:4. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham circumcised Isaac according to the command of God. Circumcision was the sign of the covenant that God made with Abraham. See Genesis 17:9-14. Earlier, Abraham was circumcised at the age of 99, and also his son Ishmael at the age of 13. See Genesis 17:23-25. God's covenant was to be an everlasting covenant with Isaac and his offspring. Genesis 17:19. So, all of Abraham's descendants were to be circumcised. Genesis 21:5. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Abraham was circumcised at the age of 99 according to the covenant God had made with him. See Genesis 17:1-5. Isaac was born about 1 year later, when Abraham was 100 years old. Abraham had obeyed God in faith when he had himself and his household circumcised, and God fulfilled his part of the covenant when Abraham conceived Isaac, and Isaac was born and circumcised at 8 days of age. Likewise, Jesus was circumcised at 8 days of age. See Luke 2:21. Now, the New Testament emphasizes our spiritual circumcision. Quote, "In Him, Christ, also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ." Colossians 2:11. Genesis 21:6. Sarah said, "God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." Sarah and Abraham experienced joy that expresses itself in laughter. Laughter is not bad, and laughter can express faith and thanksgiving when a person receives from God what God has promised. Not only would Sarah laugh, she would also experience joy, and others would laugh also. Genesis 21, 7. And she added, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. Sarah emphasized the fact that having a son born to them was humanly impossible because of their age. The birth of Isaac gives additional proof that with God all things are possible and wonderful. Nothing is impossible with God, and we can do all things when God works to achieve His purposes through us. Later, the Messiah, the Son of God, would be conceived when the Holy Spirit overshadowed a virgin, Mary, another humanly impossible and wonderful thing for God to do for her and all who would believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. In what ways did God show His love and concern for Sarah? 2. What is the difference between laughter that expresses joy and laughter that expresses doubt? What might have been the difference between Abraham's laughter and Sarah's laughter? Read Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. In Genesis 18:9, who do you think they refers to? 4. Why do you think the Lord made Abraham and Sarah keep waiting for their child to be conceived by Sarah, after telling Abraham that he would have many descendants through the birth of her son? 5. What happens to people sometimes when God does not do what they want done when they want it done? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Fulfilled Promises Bring Laughter, October 21, 2018. Genesis 21:6. Sarah said, God has brought laughter to me, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. Laughter can be an important part of our growing faith in God. When Sarah, the wife of Abraham, sat in the door of her tent listening to the Lord talk with her husband, she heard God say that she would have a son. Almost immediately, she could not suppress a laugh at God's words. She laughed as much as to say, Are you kidding me? I am worn out, and my Lord is old. Genesis 18:12. When God heard her laugh, the Lord asked Abraham why Sarah laughed. Then Sarah was afraid, and she lied to the Lord, and she denied she had laughed. In reply, the Lord gently and kindly told her the truth, saying, Yes, you did laugh. Genesis 18:15. Without condemning her, but taking the opportunity to increase her faith, the Lord was gracious to Sarah and did what He had promised, despite her initial incredulity. The next time Sarah laughed, she laughed full of faith, because she was holding her son and Abraham's newborn son, just as the Lord had promised. They named him Isaac, which means to laugh. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. The book of Proverbs says of a virtuous woman, She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Proverbs 31:25. The ability to laugh, rejoice, and be happy are gracious gifts that God gives believers through faith and seeing God work through their faith to achieve God's purposes. Trials and afflictions may come our way, but Jesus has promised all who will believe in Him, Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Luke 6:21. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.